The three Vedas, they worship the absolute truth as Yajna Purusha, the supreme recipient of all offerings of sacrifice. In the Upanishads, he is worshipped as Purusha. In the Yoga Sutras, he is worshipped as Paramatma. In the Pancharatras, he is worshipped as Bhagavan. But that same Supreme has taken the form of a little child who is loved as the son of Yashoda. What is her good fortune? This brings us to the day of Diwali. It was early morning, and Yashoda Mai, she saw that all the other gopas and gopis were very busy that day, because the next day is Indra Puja. It's a big annual festival of worshipping Indra, which later became Govardhan Puja. And it was also Diwali, the new year, so people were very busy. So Yashoda Mai woke up quite early that day, and she looked at the little face of baby Krishna. He was sound asleep. His eyes were closed like two beautiful, effulgent blue lotuses. And she just gazed upon him with such affection. And she wanted to churn special butter from the dahi just for Krishna. And she wanted to do it before he woke up. And as she was churning, she was thinking that Krishna goes to the house of so many other gopis to steal their butter. If I make this butter myself with all my love, then he'll be so satisfied. He'll be happy to stay at home. Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows. And Yashoda Mai took the best 100 cows and gave them very, very special grasses that she personally grew. They were very nutritious, very sweet, very fragrant. The grass had the quality of lotus flowers. And of them, there were 10 cows, and then the best of the cows. She would use that. And that milk and that butter was so fragrant. It was so tasteful, so nourishing. This was her love for Krishna, and she was churning. And as she was churning, she was remembering the pastimes of Gopal and singing about them. She was having kirtan, and the bells around her waist and the bells on her bracelets were all chiming, keeping a beautiful rhythm like musical instruments. And as she was pulling the rope, and it was making the dahi move, like it was making the sounds of a murdunga drum. In this way, it was a kirtan. With the instrumentation of her devotional movements, she was singing the glories of Krishna. And as she was remembering Krishna, her heart was overflowing with love. And as her heart was overflowing with love, it was inducing that love to come through her breasts as milk. That milk was the nectar of her prem, her bhav. And Krishna, laying sleeping, As her love was coming, it woke Krishna up, and he was thirsty for that love. So he got up, and he heard the singing of his holy names and glories and pastimes, and came running as fast as he could little run, and came right up to the churning station of Yashodamayi, and with one hand, he held the wooden rod and looked at her and said, "Surrender, no more churning. I'm thirsty for your milk." But he did it with such sweetness. Yashodamayi looked at him. Her heart melted. Krishna climbed up onto her lap, and she embraced him and began to feed him. As she was feeding him, she was looking at his lovely moon-like face with lotus eyes and lips beaming like bimba fruits and nose like a little freshly blossomed sesame flower. And she saw little teeth growing there, and she was just smiling upon him. Now, in the spiritual world, there's no limit to love. Even though Krishna's a little baby, he could drink tens and millions of gallons of Mother Yashoda's milk. Because it's not milk, it's love. And he has an unlimited capacity to receive love. And also, a devotee, Krishna has an unlimited capacity to inspire and to increase our love. So that means Krishna could drink forever, and Yashodamayi, she has an unlimited supply of milk for Krishna to drink. And the pleasure between them was ever increasing. It wasn't a physical pleasure. It was a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul pleasure of the love, which was manifesting on every level. There was milk, that Padmaganda lotus milk that I was talking about. There was a little pot, and she was preparing something for Krishna with that. It began to boil over. According to some of our acharyas, it is explained, the reason it boiled over is because the milk is conscious. Everything in the spiritual world is fully conscious. And the milk was thinking, my only existence is for Krishna to enjoy me, and now he's enjoying with Yashodamayi, and that's going to go on forever. So what is the use of my existence? I will enter fire. And he jumped out. But when Yashodamayi saw, for Krishna's pleasure, she put little Krishna down and ran. And as soon as the milk saw that she was coming, he was thinking, why am I thinking so self-conscious like this? Of course Yashodamayi will share Krishna with everyone. Of course Krishna will satisfy everyone's desire. So all the milk that fell jumped back in the pot. And Yashodamayi took it off the fire.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.